Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, welcome back. I'm glad you stayed with us, but you missed out on a lot of fun stuff, and we didn't really talk about the book yet, but we're going to right now. My guest is Jessica Merchant. The book is called Easy Every Day, 100 Recipes and Meal Prep Ideas for Effortless Eats. If you don't like to cook, just buy it for the pictures. You got to be kidding me. You'll want to cook. All right. You've got glowing reviews on the first inside page. And rightly so. I open it up, and then this beautiful picture, again, I keep harping on this, but this chicken, and it looks like, is that, what kind of greens are those? I don't know. Man, oh man. Tell us about how you decided to lay the book out. Obviously, it's pretty simple when you do sauces, dressings, and fridge essentials as chapter one. But I like the way you've titled them and laid them out throughout the whole book.
Yeah, so it's pretty classic and traditional. We have, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then we have some appetizers and easy entertaining, some desserts, and some drinks. But that first chapter that has the sauces and the dressings, that is a chapter that I also included in my third book, Everyday Dinners. And it's really like the savior to the weeknight dinners, but also lunches as well, and maybe even breakfast. It really is comprised of a bunch of different recipes, like homemade vinaigrettes or sauces, such as like a homemade ranch dressing, again, a hummus, a pesto, things that you can make that can elevate a meal. You can keep them in your fridge for 3 to 5 days. Maybe they transform leftovers a little bit. They just add some excitement and make things, you know, taste a little bit different.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree more. And I wish that I was, I can do the mother sauces, you know, and that's good. But sauces and dressings, and I love to make salad dressing. And one of my favorites is cilantro lime. So, of course, I gravitated to that page in chapter one. And people think, oh, you know, you just got to buy that off the store shelf. Wrong, kiddo. You can do this, and it looks as pretty as it does in this picture if you do it right. And your recipe is quite simple. You know, it's the right thing. I'm getting hungry.
Bad.
Talk about that recipe. It's again, when you make salad dressings, it can be as simple as a little high quality olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of citrus instead of vinegar. And then you can flavor it. I love to use sesame oil. But cilantro lime dressing can be made quite healthy, and it's really easy. Talk about that.
Yes, that is probably one of my most made dressings. I love it because not only can I use it as a salad dressing, it also is an incredible marinade. Like you can marinate, I mean, you can do steak, you can do shrimp, you can do chicken, you can grill it, you can roast it. You know, it is so versatile. And my favorite thing about that recipe, as well as a lot of recipes in the sauces and dressings chapter, is I use one of those tiny personal blenders, just throw everything in there and blend it up. I have one of those tiny, like, Nutribullet blenders that people use for smoothies. I do not use it for smoothies. I use it to make my dressings at home that might have something like herbs or a little bit of texture to them. Of course, if I'm going to make a simple vinaigrette, yes, I'll just whisk it together in a bowl. But something like this, cilantro lime dressing, where I want that herb, you know, mixed in with the dressing, I'm going to use that tiny little blender. It's the perfect size. It blends it up in an instant, like 10 seconds, and it's just perfect. You just, you know, you can even leave it in your fridge and then shake it up, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, but an immersion blender I didn't realize how much I needed one till the first time I got one. And
right?
To make dressing, like you said, you know, get the blender out, get the food processor up, blah. You could make a 2-cup portion or half a cup portion and use your blender. Good stuff.
Definitely.
Breakfast bites, we could do that. But let's go to dinners and sides because I look at all this and I'm thinking what I'm going to cook tonight. When I just browsing the written word and the page number, and I find like your cilantro lime grilled chicken bowl. Okay, we just talked about that. And by the way, flank steak or skirt steak and that salad dressing would be the cat's meow. Pick one of your favorites. I love chicken. Pick me a chicken recipe that you're thrilled with.
Okay, so I do love the bowls that you just mentioned, the cilantro lime chicken, the grilled bowls. But my favorite one would probably have to be the chicken gorgonzola. I made that recipe inspired by a dish that my mom always orders at a local restaurant. And it's kind of like my version of a marry me chicken dish. It has, you know, you can use chicken breasts or chicken thighs. Sauteed onions and mushrooms. We add a little bit of cream. There's a bunch of spinach in there. And then you brown the chicken, put it in this sauce, and then crumble some gorgonzola over top and just, you know, bake it for 10 or 15 minutes. It's so tender. It has this incredible sauce that if you serve it with a grain, if you serve it with rice or quinoa or something, you have that grain to soak up that extra sauce. And it is just so delicious.
Oh, my goodness. And the picture. I can't tell you how many times I've said this before talking to other authors and about food styling and photography. Somebody in our brilliant world, maybe AI will help it happen. We need to invent scratch and sniff.
Right?
Well,
I agree.
It'll make the food stylist photographer job more difficult, I'm sure, but it probably is something that's just as simple as holding a device over the top of the dish and then sending it off to be turned into a scratch and sniff. I don't know, but pretty cool stuff. Not only is it pretty, but, you know, you could make this in any size, a dish for two, or if you've got a big enough iron skillet or frying pan, making it something that will go feed 20 people. It's pretty cool.
Definitely.
And, of course, while you're talking, I'm thumbing through more, and I get to roasted cauliflower steaks with herb goat cheese. Now, this is something that my wife insists she doesn't like cauliflower. She likes broccoli. And for me, if you do this, no matter how you caramelize cauliflower, it turns it – I like it steamed. And if I want to get it – you know, just steamed cauliflower and then put a little cheese sauce on it. But if you want to make cauliflower a different thing, you get some of this beautiful brown caramelization, whether you take the florets and put them in an iron skillet or whether you do this. Talk about this recipe because this is something that anybody can do, and they hear cauliflower steaks. What is that?
I know. So I like to cut the cauliflower into slabs. So you're just going to take that whole head of cauliflower and cut it straight through. So you'll have these slabs of cauliflower. Then you're just going to roast them with some salt and pepper, maybe some garlic powder. I like to roast it at a high temperature because, again, we get more of that caramelization, more of those, like, golden charred edges. And then when it comes out, drizzle it with my herbed goat cheese. You could even add, like, a chopped pistachio or a walnut, something for crunch. I'm really big on texture, so I love having something there for crunch. Or you could even do, like, a crispy breadcrumb. You know, just something to give it that little pop. So you have the flavor, you have the texture. And this is something that, you know, I like to serve to my kids because, I mean, they're kids. So they're not super excited about vegetables all the time. And I want to make sure that they, you know, are getting them in different ways and learning to enjoy them in different ways. And it doesn't just have to be, you know, plain as a side. There's other ways that we can enjoy them.
Oh, and it looks so good. And I could just smell this. And this can be made really healthy. Even this,
definitely.
The little bit of herby goat cheese, you know, you could boost the protein, like you said, by putting some nuts on top, but you don't need to. It's got everything going on. And What a great dinner. And of course, if you're vegan, veggie, whatever, you can fill that. Okay, so the final recipe I want to talk about, it's because I have a bunch of thawed 21 and under shrimp from the event we did last night. And again, cilantro rears its pungent head. Cilantro lime sheet pen shrimp fajitas. Oh, goodness.
Yes, so I use that dressing, again, as a marinade here. So we're going to marinate our shrimp for a little bit, marinate our veggies in it. And I don't always love a sheet pan meal because it's hard to get ingredients together that cook at the same time. So in order to make this come together, I start with the onions and the peppers on the sheet pan because they need a little bit longer to get, again, that caramelization, that like roasty fajita flavor. So they roast for maybe 10 or 15 minutes in the oven, and then I throw the shrimp on the same pan because that only needs like 8 to 10 minutes. You don't want to overdo it or else you're eating like rubber shrimp fajitas. So roast it all together. Then all you need are tortillas. You could also add on like some, you know, fresh cilantro, some crumbled cotija cheese, just something. It's so delicious. My kids love that one.
Yeah, and your quick pickled onions to me would be like the perfect thing to add.
Yes.
And, you know, you said tortillas, yes, and that will make it more fajita-ish. You don't need – all you need for this dish is a fork. Pull the pan out.
Right.
It's just so good. The book is so fun. I am sure you are selling droves of this book. Does Amazon keep track and tell you, or do you go to your Amazon page and see how you're doing?
They don't really tell me. I think my publisher can find out, though. Yeah. I think that's how, yeah.
Well, it's so cool. Yeah. I just love it. I think it's one of the best books this year, bar none, and I bet by the end of the year I'll say the same thing, and maybe there's a little James Beard dinner in your future.
Thank you so much. That'd be amazing.
Well, what a treat. Easy every day. Learn more. Go to goodlifeguy.com. And more importantly, check out Jessica's website, howsweeteats.com. Jessica, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with the wine of the week that will go perfect with some of these great dishes. Oh, the cilantro beef recipe in the book would be great with this wine.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.